Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice. We'll be listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before. Both current releases and music dating back a decade or two. It's all about the joy of discovering DIY music, small record and tape labels, and musicians that need to be heard. I'll be sharing the hosting of All Indie Radio on alternating weeks with my son Steve, so please tune in every week here on the Global Voice. We'll be sharing a lot of creative music for the independent thinker. Andy Wrench from his absolutely stunning self-released cassette. The name of the tune was Nightmares Belong, and the cassette is As Long As It's Today. That's Andy Wrench, R-E-N-C-H. You can look him up on Bandcamp.com. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio on the Global Voice.
Is love.
All right, a musician from my home state of New Hampshire, USA, with a song about Brattleboro, Vermont. That was Chris Weissman with Crystal Under Brattleboro. And before that, we heard Earth Person, who resides in Maine, and the title track to his cassette, The Forgotten Bridge. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice. Listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before.
This is Bird Note. A sweetly whistled song speeds toward a melodious trill. It's still dark, an hour before dawn on this July morning in the Wisconsin countryside. A field sparrow announces the new day. This was the first bird song Aldo Leopold awoke to on his farm in the 1940s. In his Sand County Almanac, a classic of conservation and nature writing, Aldo Leopold brought to life scenes of nature a month at a time. Picture a man sitting on a bench outside his cabin door, awaiting the dawn chorus, a cup of coffee in hand, facing, as Leopold put it, the white wake of the morning star. He wrote, "Before the field sparrows have quite gone the rounds, the robin in the big elm warbles loudly his claim to the spot in the old tree." The robin's insistent caroling awakens the oriole. Then the indigo bunting. And so it goes. Field sparrows aren't as common today as they were in Aldo Leopold's day. But conservation of natural grasslands can help boost their numbers. And the Federal Conservation Reserve Program is leading the way, helping to maintain the ideal habitat for these sweet singers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
I'm coming to
Jersey Turnpike, and the title track from their one and only CD, Permafrost. Before that, indie band that's been around for quite some time, Mud Pie Sun with House of Light. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It's all indie radio on the station with the most variety on the internet and beyond. It's the Global Voice. So until next time, stay independent, follow your path, and follow your dreams. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Love to hear from you. My email address is singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove, all one word, @conknet.com.
Winter's darkness, oh, it comes quietly, reflecting the mystery like a spider on the wall. Somehow spinning its light, and the autumn winds die slowly. The autumn winds die.
The time with you, they're slowly coming.